This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Today we'll look at a prized possession of the pioneers that often took its place in the family photo album.
Early day settlers had to bring a goodly store of self-reliance to the High Plains in order to survive the rigorous journey, make a home, and set about the daily tasks of living on their new land. Many of them also showed that same self-reliance in creating entertainment and found a place in their wagons and trunks for a musical instrument. Though the guitar was a popular part of the cowboy image, some homesteaders, especially European immigrants, brought along a fiddle or violin, and many families carefully transported a small organ to their prairie homestead. A look through photos in county historical museums will usually produce at least one picture of a pioneer family grouped outside a dugout or soddy, in serious poses and dressed in their dark Sunday best. The centerpiece of this composition is often the family's most prized possession, a pump organ, carried from the dark recesses of the prairie home into the sunlight, to be a part of the traveling photographer's work of art. Pianos were a much more complex and difficult instrument to transport, and also carried a much higher price tag than a pump organ, making them a relatively rare item in the early settlement of the West. Only the wealthy could afford a piano, and it was generally considered an instrument of status. This brought about the creation of what was called a transitional instrument. Often an organ was placed in an empty piano case to achieve the illusion of owning a piano. However, by 1900, pianos had become low enough in price to allow a person of middle income to purchase one for their parlor. In addition to standard upright pianos and the more opulent grand piano, there was a miniature version of the upright, called a Tom Thumb piano, often used for finger exercises, lessons, and as a children's recital piano. Its black and white keys covered a 5-octave range. Standing about 4 feet high, these small pianos were sometimes highly decorative, with floral paintings and highly polished woodworking adorning their cases. Examples of a Tom Thumb piano, as well as a transitional piano organ instrument, can be seen at the Rawlins County Historical Museum in Atwood, Kansas. Early day pianos were considered women's instruments, and women with musical skills and talents could find at least partial employment by teaching lessons, playing for church services, or providing music for motion picture houses. However, one type of house, the bawdy house or saloon, usually employed men to tickle the ivories, and there was usually a sign above the upright that read, "Don't shoot the piano player." Given the rarity of the instruments and the trouble it took to get them to the West, the warning might have been meant to protect the piano rather than the player. Thanks to the Rawlins County Historical Museum for contributing to this story. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Gay Morgan in Garden City, Kansas.
If you've heard any good stories lately, why not consider our High Plains History series as a way to pass them on? We're always on the lookout for interesting people, places, or events that help to make the Great Plains great. Send your knowledge of historical happenings to our regional programming staff through our website at hppr.org, or give us a call at 1-800-678-7444.